Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
4:07, chilly day here in the Twin Cities. We did sneak above zero. Still 3 above. Northwest winds at 14. Our wind chill 16 below, and as you heard, well below zero tonight, and then another cold one tomorrow, and then overnight, Sunday night into Monday, temps will rise into the teens. So by Monday morning, fairly pleasant, and then a quick warm-up in these parts. So good news. I would say get in line early at the car wash. It is going to be busy. Easy to get into the car wash today, but unless you're going to wash the car today and take it to a heated garage, probably a bad idea. The car wash down the street from where I live, there were some people going in. I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Is there a faster growing business in the United States of America than car wash locations in probably the last 5 years?
Yeah, it seems as though the big fancy ones.
It's a new storage unit, Steve. That's basically what it is. How do you create passive income? Well, all the land has been bought. All the houses have been bought. Now we got to wash the cars.
Yeah. Well, and people pay top dollar for those vehicles, and they want them to look good. And, you know, they do a pretty good job. I remember once upon a time, and I still do this on occasion, is hand wash the car in the driveway.
Ooh, wax on, wax off.
You know, and that's kind of a good feeling. And it always looks great.
Vacuum, you know, too?
What's that?
You got like a little car vacuum. That's really where the difference is made. It's not necessarily on the outside, because you don't really see the outside, but if you vacuum a car, that's a very different looking vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
You do that at home, too?
I do have a shop vac.
Ooh,
that I'll roll out.
Fancy.
Yeah, and really get after it. And there is, you know, there's nothing like the feeling. And then I'll Swiffer, you know, the dashboard.
What?
Because that'll get dusty and so on and so forth. Oh, yeah.
You got, like, a Swiffer duster, or are you just doing it with, like, one of the sheets?
No, Swifter. Okay. A Swiffer. So it does great. And it does great on, like, the dash, the little nooks and crannies of the dash.
Wait,
it'll get a lot
thing
of stuff out.
You use for the floor? You do it.
What's that?
You do the same thing you use for the floor, like the Swiffer sweeper?
No. It's kind of a little fuzzy thing on the handle.
Okay.
You know, the
I just wanted to know the size of the tool you were wielding.
No, not the floor size Swiffer.
Yeah. Could you imagine somebody doing their window with that? Seems a bit much.
Yeah, no. I don't go to that extreme. It's kind of like a feather duster, and that works wonders.
Mm.
But I am a big fan of a clean vehicle. And it does, with as cold and as snowy and all the salt on the road, vehicles look terrible right now. So I can hardly wait to get that vehicle all cleaned up for the next snowfall.
That's a good idea. You got to get the wheel wells, too. Don't forget about the wheel wells, people. Very important.
Yeah, and on occasion, I have gone, when it's been really bad, is go to the ones where you pull it in and you kind of do it yourself. You know, where you get the wand out and you get in there and get the real...
You don't like people doing it for you?
No, I do. Sometimes and I'll go to the automatic wash. But on occasion, I will go to the old school one where you pull it in and they've got, you know, the high pressure wand and the soap and the suds and you wipe it down real good. But I'm getting a little lazy for that.
You're getting a little, you're doing a lot of other stuff too. I can't imagine how many times you snow blowed or shoveled this week. There's only so much energy to go around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. You got to pick your spot. By the way, if you're looking for Steve Kearney, we are trying to track down Steve Kearney.
Steve.
Maybe they're really biting right now, but typically we visit with Steve at this time each and every week. So if we hear from Steve, we'll pop him on the air. He's usually very reliable. And it's one of those things, and that's crazy about routine. And I was thinking about it when you mentioned during the news break, Steve hasn't called. Because can't you really set your watch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he calls during the news week after week after week on cue.
Specifically the national news. Like last week I took a step out of the studio to like throw something away. And then I saw him calling back, you know, a little bit later. I didn't really have the normal time stamp. He goes, "Did I catch you at a bathroom break?" And I go, "Why? Were you calling before?" He goes, "Yes, I was." And so I'm very nervous that maybe, even though I've been staring at the phone for the last like 10 minutes, that I've missed it somehow. But Steve, please send up a smoke signal of some sort.
Yeah, so hopefully he's not having vehicle trouble or whatever. But by the way, our outdoors coverage will continue tomorrow. And that'll bring Rob Dreisein with the Outdoor News. And he has a great show between 5 and 6 each and every Sunday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. So a lot of great guests, tons of great info. And that is tomorrow between 5 and 6. But so far, no Steve Kearney. Coming up in a bit, we're going to visit about a great story. And that is Concordia St. Paul Volleyball. They are playing for the D2 title at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls later today. Match starts at 5 o'clock, and they are trying for their 10th title in Division II volleyball. That is phenomenal. And we're going to visit with the AD, who's in Sioux Falls at the Sanford Pentagon, and we'll get to that. Very shortly here on News Talk 830 WCCO as they gear up. This will be their, I believe, their 12th trip to the championship match. And if they win, that'll be 10.
That's a blue blood program right there, Steve.
It really is. It is insane. And I want to clarify, if they win, it will be their 10th championship. And they are making their 12th appearance. So far, they're 9-11. And this has all happened since 2003. So Concordia St. Paul Volleyball, playing in a very good volleyball league, the Northern Sun. So we will do that very shortly here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And that's AD Regan McAfee. And not only is she the AD at Concordia St. Paul, she played her college volleyball at Augustana in Sioux Falls. So very familiar territory for Reagan, and she'll join us coming up in a few minutes here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And by the way, if we track down Steve Kearney, we'll find room. We'll get him in and find out what's going on. He must have hauled in a state record today.
Yeah, or he's yelling at people on snow machines that are probably going over snow drifts, because we know that he hates all the snow we got this week on the lakes.
Yeah, probably not thrilled about that. All right, quick break, and then we'll go to Sioux Falls and visit with Concordia St. Paul AD Regan McAfee. as Concordia gets ready to play for the D2 title in about an hour in Sioux Falls here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A chilly Saturday, and I would assume chilly in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where Concordia St. Paul will take on MSU Denver at the Sanford Pentagon today at 5 for the NCAA Division II Volleyball Championship. And Concordia St. Paul has been there before. And Athletic Director Reagan McCarthy joins us. And Reagan, thanks so much for the time on a very busy day and a very exciting day.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, what a tradition, Concordia St. Paul volleyball, really the gold standard in D2 volleyball.
Yes, it has been quite a dynasty, and it has all been led by our head coach, Brady Starkey, but it's been really fun to get to witness it and be along for the ride for another time.
Yeah, and there's so much talent. You happen to play volleyball at Augustana, another member of the Northern Sun, very familiar with the Sioux Falls area. It's got to be kind of fun for you to be there for the title match today.
It's really great. It's always great to come back, and we get to play our conference basketball championship here in the Pentagon as well. It's a beautiful venue, and the NSIC and the Pentagon staff are doing a great job hosting.
Yeah, it is amazing, the quality of the facilities in Sioux Falls between Augustana, the University of Sioux Falls, what the city has done. They've got a great arena. The Summit League plays their tournament there. You mentioned the Pentagon. It really is a big-time sports town.
It is. It's been great. And the community support's been really awesome. You know, we do have a student athlete on our team, Kaylin Snoozy, who is from Sioux Falls. So we've also been getting a little bit of fan boost, having people that she knows that have been coming to watch. But we've been really excited about the level of support that we've gotten, and the city of Sioux Falls being supportive of the volleyball tournament being here.
Yeah, and up and down that Concordia roster, a lot of Minnesota kids. You mentioned the player from Sioux Falls and Washington High School, but a lot of kids from the metro area on the squad.
Yes, that's very true. I mean, Minnesota is a great hotbed for volleyball, so luckily for us, we don't have to go very far to find them, and our roster is full of kids that are close to home, and it's fun because we then get their parents at a lot of games, and we get to have a lot of support. But yes, we're very, very lucky to have all of those talented Minnesota volleyball student athletes right in our backyard.
You know, as an AD, you follow all the sports and are very interested, but as a former volleyball player, this has got to be a big deal for you. You played the game, and here you are, an athletic director at Concordia St. Paul, and a chance to win a championship. It doesn't come along every day.
No, it really doesn't. And just like any sport, volleyball is a small world. And so there are tons of people at the venue today that I know in one way or another through volleyball. And it's funny, our assistant coach, Whitney Murata Simon, I played against her in college, unfortunately, because that was at the beginning of their national championship run at the time. And then it has been an extra special trip for me this time because my youngest sister is actually the head coach at Wingate University. So they also made the Elite Eight, but were eliminated in the quarterfinal match.
Yeah, so a big, big, big night in Sioux Falls, number 2 seed against number 4 seed tonight. It's been a magical run. What are your expectations? What do you see are the challenges going into the title match tonight?
Sure. You know, Metro serves really tough, so we're going to definitely have to be on our game when it comes to serve-receive. We've done that so far this tournament, so as long as we can keep up that and keep staying in system and run our middles, I think that will be a big key for us. And then the other thing is they are really tough defensively. They have an incredibly talented libero that picks up a lot of balls. So we're really going to need to keep ourselves from getting frustrated when shots that usually score for us maybe don't fall the first time, and that it's going to take, you know, a couple of times over the net before we're able to get them down.
Well, good stuff tonight. Best of luck to Concordia against Metro State from Denver, once again at the Sanford Pentagon tonight. And what's extraordinary, and we talked about it, this will be the 12th appearance in the championship match since 2003, and already 9 titles. That's just unheard of in any sport at any level.
You know, it really is, and for us, sometimes, especially on the administration side that have been able to be a part of multiple championships, sometimes you almost get a little bit spoiled, and it's good to remind ourselves that, and Brady does a great job of this, that this is the first time for this particular team.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what has happened before, this is their first experience, and this team is enjoying it for the first time, so really trying to help them understand and know that we're proud of them for what they've done, regardless of the fact that we've won championships before.
Well, it's certainly big for the Concordia St. Paul community, and best of luck, and try and enjoy it. I'm sure it's going to be nerve-wracking.
It is. I think in a lot of ways I get more nervous than they do, having to watch and not have any control over it. But I'm really proud of them for being in this position, and I know that they'll be ready to go tonight.
Well, it's a great group, and once again, a lot of great kids from the upper Midwest on this squad. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she is, the athletic director at Concordia St. Paul, Reagan McCathy, and Concordia plays for the D2 volleyball title against MSU Denver, and that gets started just after 5 o'clock. And how cool is that, Lindsay? Former player in the Northern Sun at Augustana, now the AD at Concordia. It does have to be nerve-wracking for the likes of the AD and all the other staff, because You just have to take it all in.
Yeah, and I was talking to Reagan, actually, when I was getting her on the phone, yeah. Because, you know, when you hear that there's another former athlete, I tend to bring it up. You're like, I was there, too, and are you pooping your pants? Because I certainly would be. And, you know, it just never really leaves you. I still have nightmares about that include, like, hockey, things in college. A lot of my dreams include teammates. They're usually at the forefront of my subconscious, and it was just that impactful. Of an experience, and that's not even including like the chance to compete for a championship. And so best of luck to those girls. This is probably one of the biggest days of their lives, and they get to do it with some of the people that they're going to be closest with for the rest of their lives, and that's what collegiate sports are all about.
Yeah, and you look up and down the roster, and that's what I love about D2 and mm-hmm. D3. You look up and down the roster in Concordia, a lot of Minnesota kids. You got Omaha, Nebraska, Maple Grove, Jamestown, North Dakota, Jordan, Lakeville, Bloomington, another Lakeville kid. She already mentioned Kaylin Snoozy from Sioux Falls. You got Minneota, St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, Farmington, and Waconia all on that roster, and a head coach, Brady Starkey, going for another title. And we'll keep an eye on that. It certainly won't go final. They get started at 5 at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll have an update on the weather. And then still so much more to come. Some college football, Army-Navy game today. And two area teams in the D3 playoffs on a cold day. Bethel had a really tough one. They were on the road at Perennial Power North Central of Illinois. And meanwhile, River Falls at home today against Wheaton of Illinois, and we'll get you score updates on that and hopefully a game report or two before we say goodbye here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're 33 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO, Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown here on this Saturday afternoon. There is a little college football to talk about, and we're going to have those scores. And if it all works out, we're going to squeeze in a game report or two between now and the end of the show. Let's start Division III playoffs. And we go east of the St. Croix. UW-River Falls, the WIAC champion, hosting Wheaton of Illinois. And River Falls leads at 40-21 early in the fourth quarter. No way, no how am I sitting outside in River Falls watching a football game today. Can you imagine? That is frozen field, barely above zero, and breezy?
Ooh. No, thank you.
No, no. I did some cold games in my play-by-play career way back in the day. Sioux Falls College and the late, great Bob Young. They had quite a run in the NAIA. They had a wide receiver by the name of Kalen DeBoer. Maybe you've heard of him. Yep, that Kalen DeBoer of Alabama fame. And in the mid-90s, they got on a roll and were really a good small college football team. Curtis Riggs was the star quarterback. Kalen DeBoer, the star wide receiver, and they got on a run. And in those years, they had a playoff game in Bismarck at Mary, who is now a member of the Northern Sun, and Sioux Falls, a member of the Northern Sun, as the University of Sioux Falls. And we got there, and this press box was an open-air press box. They had steel doors that would shut when it wasn't in use, and then they'd open up the big steel doors for the game. And it faced the football field and then the Missouri River down in the valley. And you may have heard the wind blows a little bit in North Dakota and in Bismarck. It was a cold, sunny day. And I got in set up. They had the heater on in this press box. So we were fine setting up. So about 5 minutes before kickoff, they open up the big doors and open up the press box so you could see the field. By halftime, and I was dressed for it, I was frozen. And I still had two quarters to go. Now, they eventually won the game. But it was as cold as I've ever been.
Question your existence cold?
Yeah. It was just kind of like, and I had boots, I had the long underwear, I had snow pants, I had a coat, but you're just sitting there, and the only thing I'm doing is talking. And occasionally, you know, turning a mic down when we go to break. I wasn't moving. And I bet I drove to Bismarck from Sioux Falls for that game. Lindsay, I bet I had the heat on high for 150 miles trying to thaw out after that.
Would have sat on a grill if it was an offer to you.
I would have. It was insane. So I can't imagine, you know, being on the sideline, and even someone who doesn't play. So if you play, you're out there running around a little bit, getting the blood flowing. But standing on the sideline in Bismarck, it was insane how cold it was. So anyway, I feel for the guys and everyone in River Falls today. Once again, UW River Falls leads at 40-21 early in the fourth. This is the D3 quarterfinals. Meanwhile, Bethel, the MIAC champ, tall order perennial power, at North Central of Illinois. Bethel, a furious rally late. They come up short. They get beat 35-21. The other quarterfinals, Johns Hopkins beats Susquehanna 40-10. And it was John Carroll beating Barry 21-13. And we'll do a deep dive on D3 football at 5:35 when our friend Pat Coleman joins us from D3Football.com. He, by the way, is at that Wheaton River Falls game and will be able to give us a report. And then hopefully we'll get a report from Dave Nelson at Bethel. He was at North Central for that game today. So we'll see how that plays out, because I know they got to kind of shower, warm up, and then get ready to travel home. But the Royals fall in the quarterfinals today. Meanwhile, Army-Navy game underway in Baltimore, home of the Ravens today. An Army leading Navy 16-10 early in the fourth in that annual big game. And Lindsay, two bowl games today. I've never heard of this. This is the Bucked Up L.A. Bowl. Bucked Up L.A. Bowl. Boise State and Washington tonight at 7 at SoFi Stadium. I've never heard of that. Maybe we'll just call it the L.A. Bowl.
The L.A. Bowl. I think that's what it used to be called. Or I think there is an L.A. Bowl. Well, there's a bowl for every sort of consumable these days. It's wild how quickly or how expansive it's got. But I'm going to look up this Bucked Up company. I got to get to the bottom of this because clearly they got
help me
money.
Out there.
Okay,
help.
So Google Machine tells me initially without AI. Thank God. Leave me alone with your Gemini. Shop top-rated pre-workouts, creatine supplements, protein shakes. This is a company for people who want to get swole. You know what swole is? That means when you're just pumping iron, get an early pump, let those muscles grow.
So, yeah, someday I'll do that.
Someday. It's on your list of lifestyles to lead, right?
Maybe next spring.
I'm sure all of these products are super regulated, like most things in our world right now.
Right.
And so it seems that it's a protein drink / supplement.
I got you.
So that's definitely their target market.
L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, L.A. So that is tonight. And that's on big time ABC.
Ooh.
At 7 o'clock, Boise State against Washington. That's at SoFi Stadium. And then there is a bowl game in the books. This is the Cricket Celebration Bowl. And that was South Carolina beating Prairie View A&M 40-38. And that went to 4 overtimes.
Ooh.
So the folks at the Cricket Celebration Bowl really got their money's worth.
Seriously.
Today.
It's a lot of orange slices, probably.
And isn't cricket, like, cellular? I think it is. Do we need to look that up? I don't know. I don't even know where that bowl game is.
somewhere in America.
Yeah, somewhere. Probably. Here's the thing, though. I have brought this up, Lindsay, and I don't know if you concur or not. I never figured out, because we've had a dome stadium here since the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Metrodome and now U.S. Bank Stadium. Why there's never been a bowl game here, because you got a built-in sponsor, you have the Mall of America. Why was there never a Mall of America bowl where all the lead up to the bowl game festivities are at the Mall of America, the teams are there, so mm-hmm. on and so forth.
Hotels.
The fans. Yeah. And then everybody gets on the light rail and rides down to the stadium, and they have the bowl game. I always thought everywhere has a bowl game. Why not here?
Truly.
Why don't we get into the act?
Why aren't we getting more tourism dollars at the beginning of January?
That's right.
That's my question. Well, it's a miracle that we got a Super Bowl, and the only reason is because we gave the new stadium, and there's not the same players I think shaking people down as there is in the NFL at the college game. And so that's a great question, especially with all of the big corporate dollars we have here. Like, you could do the General Mills Bowl, you could do Malto Meal, you could do a bunch of different things.
Best Buy.
The Best Buy. Could you imagine the swag bag from Best Buy? Oh,
you could have the United Health Bowl.
People would love that. Let's get the health insurance dollars involved in the sport. People will love that crossover.
I just always wondered, because there is that facility, and it is an indoor facility, but it never has transpired. Unfortunately, beyond Army-Navy and the two games I brought up, those are the only bowl games of the weekend. But if you're a big fan of this sort of stuff, the Salute to Veterans Bowl coming up on Tuesday, and that is Troy against Jacksonville State. That's in Montgomery, Alabama. And when do the Gophers get to go to their bowl game? I think they're in Phoenix.
That sounds right. I know they're playing New Mexico.
Yeah, and that's
very
the Rape Bowl.
Yes.
And that's in the ballpark in downtown Phoenix. If you've ever flown to Phoenix, you fly right over the stadium on your approach. You kind of swing in from the north, you head out toward California, then you make the hard bank, and you go right over the southern edge of downtown Phoenix, and there's the ballpark, Chase Field, and that's where they're going to be coming up. And that date is Friday, December 26th, New Mexico and Minnesota at the Rape Bowl. 4:43, we'll take another quick break. We'll come back. Still lots of other stuff to get into on this Saturday afternoon. We got Timberwolves, we got Vikings, and we've got a legend of sport with local ties who came out of retirement after devastating injury and won a World Cup race. The great Lindsey Vonn. We'll get into that coming up here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. We're going to start seeing more and more daylight. We're going to cross over. And the first sign of spring is gradually more and more daylight. So we're still heading in the wrong direction. And then you get to the winter solstice, and then it's all uphill to spring from there.
God, day, I hope kind of, so.
Yeah, it is. No, it's this is something you can count on.
I want like a heavy winter,
the days
winter,
will start
though.
Getting longer,
yeah,
quickly.
Yeah, but I'm all for the extra snow. That just leads to better and healthier plants and environments in the spring. And so keep dumping it, Minnesota.
Yeah, and it was dry, and going into the winter and the snowpack and even some bitter cold is kind of good. You know, can knock down some of the bad things. I've heard the really cold stuff helps kind of knock down the EAB, the Emerald Ash Borer, even though it's run wild here in the cities. And
the what?
Ash trees have come down by the thousands, but...
Oh.
You know, some of those invasives, the non-natives, they don't like the bitter cold. So
we lost a lot of trees in my neighborhood. It's a lot, but and I think it was more to the disease that was the issue.
Yeah, for sure. And I think some of the cities, you know, did the preventative where it's like they're healthy now, but eventually we're going to have to take them down. So let's just take them down now and then plant new.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a shame. And finally, our neighborhood in northern Hennepin County was kind of spared for a while, and then it just hit like wildfire. And all of a sudden, it's just like, whoa. We had one neighbor lose five huge trees in their yard. It just completely changed the neighborhood, where all these mature ash trees are now gone.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and took them out in a two-day span, and it was just really a tragedy.
I hate losing trees. It makes me so sad.
Yeah, it is. And I hate when the storms and the high winds come in the spring and summer, those straight-line wind events, you know, because you're worried about, you know, not only your home and your property, but it's when those big trees that have taken decades to mm-hmm. get to that point go down. It is a bummer. Yeah. I agree.
Shows you how small we are, Steve, because we just get a snippet, right? And then a lot of those trees have been there a long time before us, and hopefully they're there a long time after the fact. But, yeah, they're just we take them for granted far too often, I think. We would be a lot healthier. And I wish they would give us the trees that would bear fruit as well, because I know that they took all the female trees out of here because they didn't want people to have free food, and so that's why the allergies are so bad, because we just got male trees putting their pollen up in the sky, just... There's no balance, Steve. No balance.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. We need that. Here's someone who has kept their balance amazingly well. 41-year-old Lindsey Vonn. And, of course, we know the story. She is from here.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up in Colorado as a youngster to hone her craft.
Had to go to Aspen. I understand. Yeah. Great name, though.
41-year-old. Finished second in World Cup downhill today after becoming the oldest winner in the circuit's history on Friday. She won the season opening downhill by nearly a full second, which in, you know, World Cup skiing is a lot. She only finished second by 24 hundredths today. Emmer Eicher of Germany was the winner today, but Lindsey Vonn did it at 41 years old. And what she does for a living and her discipline, the downhill, athletically, this is no joke.
It's like one of the scariest things you could do as a human being. Like, truly. Yeah. And then you just go down. It's one thing when you got pads on. They just have a little bit of latex, right? A helmet to maybe keep everything inside in case the unthinkable happens. And then you just go, like, if you miss a millimeter, you're done. It's a miracle you get down without dying. And they're just like, vroom, vroom, super G, vroom. Like, and for her to do it, I know that what she kind of foreshadowed her comeback, and a lot of people were poo-pooing it. I'm not sure if I was one of them. I was just like, do you? At this point, like, you're playing with house money. You're in your 40s. The only thing that I would be worried about is your level of soreness the day after competition. You know what she did the day after? She competed again. So,
yeah, and finished second to a 22-year-old, the German I mentioned that won the race today. But, you know, the downhill, and anybody who has skied at all, you're talking about the downhill, and this is just pretty much, there are some turns, but it's pretty straight down the mountain.
Yeah.
And then the giant slalom has some longer sweeping turns, and then, you have the super G, and then, you know, the slalom is the tight, quick turns. But the downhill, I mean, it's true daredevil. But I think the strength, the balance, to accomplish that at the highest level, and then to come back from horrific injuries. Lindsey Vonn has had her share of major injuries along the lines of, well, we hope after the surgery she'll be able to walk again.
Right.
And then at 41 to say, yeah, I'm going to try it. I want to do another Olympics. It's like, and then to do what she did on Friday. It's one of the great comeback stories in sports history, period.
Well, and she's pushing the limits. I mean, she's part of that generation that I would put, you know, Serena Williams in there. I'd put, like, even Sue Bird. Like, a lot of these women that grew up in the 80s and the 90s and have smashed expectations for what a career is for a woman. Like, a lot, just think of how we looked at tennis players 15 years ago, Steve. You're 28. You're washed up. You're done. You're way on the other side. And it really just puts in perspective probably how much brainwashing there is in our ideas of ourselves and what we can accomplish or what's possible. Because even for her to just try and do it is amazing. For her to win, right? For her to go out there and just beat everybody. It inspires the imagination. And in a day and age like this, we need plenty of that from our women at the top of their field. She's amazing, and I'm glad that she's from here. We will claim her hard.
Yeah, I am just blown away when I heard that news. You know, because there's been a lot of talk this week about Phillip Rivers coming back to the NFL after, what, almost 5 years away.
Yeah,
you know,
he looks it, too.
He's a retired football player and dad. And a prolific father, with 10 children, and seemed to be, you know, a good guy and well-liked, but I mean, this guy's well into his 40s and hasn't played almost 5 years, and the Colts were so desperate, they signed this guy, and we'll see how he does tomorrow against a very good Seattle team.
Well, and remember when he played for them that 1 year, it did not go well. It did, or wait, was I always mix between him and Matt Ryan up, because Ryan had that singular season and it was so bad. Maybe they were just on the step of playoffs, or maybe they made the playoffs for 1 year. They were right at that line when he was playing.
He was never particularly mobile.
No.
And you and I talked about it before the show, and this is where another 40-plus is coming back. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think it'll go as well as Lindsey Vonn's return to the sport.
I second that hypothesis.
He's in a bad spot. He was never the most mobile guy.
Yep.
And then he's taking on a swarming Seattle defense that is made a lot of younger quarterbacks look really bad this year.
Including ours.
Yeah, Max Burrows, Morata.
And the reason really is, I mean, he's buddies with Shane Steichen and obviously has, you know, friends probably all over every organization because he's a coach's son. His dad brought him up in that world. I never trust anybody who doesn't swear. Those people kind of weird me out. But the reason why he's there is that he's been coaching at one of his kids' high school teams and they run the same offense. too. Did you hear that little bit? So like,
no,
at least
I didn't. Yeah. You know, I know he's been around the game and pays right. attention. And I think it's one of those things, once you're a quarterback, reading defenses, understanding offenses, I there's a tendency, and I wonder if you agree with this, that I think coaches and analysts and the hardcore fans want to think this is rocket science.
Yeah, well, there's ways that we make simple very complicated, right?
Right, exactly.
And football is probably the one that could do that the most out of any of the sports. And
yes.
So I think that they like that separation that they can create for themselves. But yeah, I think there is a little bit of plug and play ability, but those linemen close in quick, and it 2.5 seconds? You got to get the ball out. I don't care how good you were or how long you played in the league. If you've been out for 5 years, I think it's going to be a tough day.
Oh, and you know, like I say, I hope he gets out of the game unscathed.
Right.
I just don't want it to be ugly. This guy takes a Carson Wentz-style beating.
Yeah, or like Aaron Rodgers when his Jets career started. You just go out there and make one move and your whole leg blows out.
Yeah, so 140-something Lindsey Vonn, bravo. We wish Philip Rivers as well. All right, we got to run. We have the news. We have the weather. Much more on the way here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.